Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio. Today is Saturday, July 7th, 2012, and today we will be talking about Chapter 3 from The Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised, by Napoleon Hill, which is auto-suggestion. Just a little bit of background information on International Masterminders. The International Masterminders Association is an association of accountability. It is an organization of individuals of like mind and spirit giving one another permission to hold us and themselves accountable in 10 areas of our lives. 9 of those areas, and for the 10th, you have to visit our website at www.internationalmasterminders.com. 9 of those areas are financial, civic, recreation, health, business or work, family, spirit, creative. I apologize, I'm only going to give you 2. And you have to visit our website. Again, that website is internationalmasterminders.com. My name is Danelle McNeil. I have been masterminding for a while, and masterminding has changed my life. The relationships and associations, the energy that I've received, the just all around, just the people and the life experiences, the growth, I can definitely attribute to being a part of this fantastic organization, this fantastic international organization. On today's call with me, I have my co-host, Margo Broderick. Margo?
Yes, I am here. And I'm excited today to talk about auto-suggestion because it ties so closely with the previous chapter for faith. So I have a whole lot to talk about today.
Great. So I'm really excited to be on the call with you today. Now, just a little bit of background information about auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is a very old concept. It started with Emile Coué, who was a physician, who originally created the laws of suggestion, and he was known for encouraging his patients to repeat to themselves the phrase, "Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better." You may have heard others.
One second.
Yes.
You're forgetting something today. We have something special for the callers that call in today.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Our group, PWI, Planned with Intention Mastermind Group, this is our first Saturday hosting for the month of July. We'll be with you 4 Saturdays in a row. And because we're so excited to be doing this today, the Fresh Dough Cookie Company is offering one complimentary cookie assortment pack to our first 10 callers. So we're really excited about that. We're really excited about the Fresh Dough Cookie Company helping us out with this task today, this enjoyable task. So the first 10 callers to call in and engage our audience and be a part of this experience with us, our first Saturday, the Fresh Dough Cookie Company will be sending you a complimentary cookie pack. So let's see who's up for the challenge out there. Thank you very much, Margo, for
reminding me.
I'm so excited.
And callers, best believe those cookies are so good. It's a cookie that you can trust. Those cookies are really good. Call in.
That's right. And if I may say so myself, I'll even add that the chocolate chip and walnut is Milk's new best friend. I won't tell you who Milk's old best friend was, but It's Milt's new best friend.
My favorite is the oatmeal.
Your favorite is?
Oatmeal.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, good. So every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And Emil Coué would encourage his patients to repeat the statement to themselves 20 to 30 times throughout the day. So you may have heard other people say that in their affirmation, or you may have just heard them chant it throughout the day. As a matter of fact, I have that as a part of my affirmation statement, which my partner can attest to hearing every day. So he would have his patients to repeat this phrase to themselves, and he found that they actually began to get better, even without medicine. He started out conducting auto-suggestion sessions through hypnosis, which we won't really get into, but it's worth it to say that he abandoned doing hypnosis because he found that auto-suggestion, repeating the statements and just conditioning and retraining the mind worked so much better. So we will be talking today again about Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 3, Auto-Suggestion, and conducting auto-suggestion primarily through affirmations and visualization. Margo, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Yes, actually. He speaks specifically that the key element in auto-suggestion is concentration, which is exactly what you're talking about, because we can repeat it to ourselves daily, but without incorporating faith and our emotions into this subconscious mind thought, we won't get anything out of it. So concentration with the effects of faith or belief, emotions into it, is what's going to let this work, what's going to make this work. It's basically feeding our mind every day. But because he says we have on page 69, he says we have complete control over what reaches our subconscious mind. So by that said, when we speak into our mind or into our lives, our daily affirmation, we're basically focusing or concentrating our thoughts and our emotions specifically to that affirmation. And he says it over and over in this chapter, repeat it over and over in this chapter, that we got to keep, you know, this affirmation, that we got to keep saying it every day, but not just saying it, but believing it also, with well-mixed emotions, he put it. Well-mixed emotions. That's it, Dana. Hello?
Sorry about that. Thank you, Margo. We're instructed on page 68 to read our statements of affirmation, our statements of belief, our statements of faith, our statements of what we desire with feeling and believing, and knowing that what we desire will come to fruition. And Trixie and her group did a fantabulous job in the last month talking with us about faith. And so it's important to remember that having faith before you write out it's a necessity. It's definitely a necessity. I also want to add that while the title of the book is Think and Grow Rich, a lot of people will automatically
think that it's about money, or that I should say that it's only about money. And it's not only about money, but for a large part, I mean, that's what people want. That's what people desire to have. But it's not only money. So your statements, your faith, your desire, your auto-suggestion, and the remaining chapters that we'll be discussing in the rest of the month are tools to also get what we desire in our hearts, whether they're tangible things, things that we can touch, cars, homes, money and all of that, or intangible things like relationships of sustenance, important relationships. Margo, do you think we can go to break right now?
Yes, actually we can. We'll be taking a brief commercial break right now, and we'll be right back with a discussion on the law of auto-suggestion.
Thank you for listening to the Blog Talk Station of the Youth International Masterminders Association. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we discuss the best-selling, life-changing book, Think and Grow Rich. Your host, Stephon Mason of Miami, Florida, Michael Baptiste of Miami, Florida, and Malachi Monroe of Nassau, Bahamas, are discussing auto-suggestion this week of the Think and Grow Rich manual and inviting you to join us. For more information on the International Masterminders Association, its members, and values, please visit us at www.internationalmastermindersw.org. That's www.internationalmastermindersw.org. Thank you.
That's funny. Thank you very much. I would like to add that in our group is also Michael Baptiste, who is working our back room for us. So thank you, Michael. Michael, is there anything that you'd like to say thus far on the call? Any information you'd like to?
Yes, absolutely. You know, good morning, everyone. I am Michael Baptiste. I actually am a senior attending school at the University of Florida Memorial. And, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about, auto-suggestion, I actually have a pretty interesting story about, a time in my life where I use auto-suggestion. So one of the things I do, I sell different types of items online, and one of the items that I was selling at one point was some laptops. So I had about anywhere from 9 to 12 laptops that I was selling. And these laptops, I had them, and they were just sitting there in my room, and I'm just like, okay, I got to get these laptops sold, so what am I going to do? And I thought of a whole bunch of different ways to get them sold, but I couldn't figure anything out. So what I decided to do, I decided to just apply the law of auto-suggestion to my life. And so I sat down, got to a quiet room by myself, and I began to just meditate and, say to myself, all these laptops are sold, all of these laptops are sold, I've sold every single laptop. And I just picture with my mind, the end result of seeing all the laptops sold and just basically accomplishing my goal. So I began to do this, and after about 2 days, nothing happened, and I continued to just say all the laptops sold, all the laptops are sold. And, nothing doesn't happen for me, but around day three, something actually really strange happened. I was online, just networking with a few people that I usually, try to network with, old customers, new clients and stuff like that. And a new client of mine, we got into a conversation where we were talking about technology. And, I offered him, I said, listen, I got a couple laptops that I'm selling right now. He said he would take every single laptop. So literally within about 3 days, I went from having a huge amount of laptops that I was unable to sell to anyone. And, within a few days, I was able to sell every single laptop, send everything off, he sent the money right away. And immediately, I was able to use auto-suggestion, implement it, and accomplish my goal of selling every single laptop that I had. So that's something very interesting that happened to me. And I know that auto-suggestion is real. I've experienced it more than one time. That's just one story. But it's definitely one of the principles, the key principles in attaining any goal that you desire. It's just, repeating to yourself, affirming to yourself and seeing the end result in mind. You know, so that's my take on auto suggestion.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. Again, this is the Planned with Intention Mastermind Group. I am Janelle McNeil. My co-host,
Margo
Broderick.
Yes.
Is also on the line. And Michael Baptiste, our male genius in our group, is working the back room. And you've just heard from Michael.
Good morning, everyone.
I'd also like to add that on page 67, in the 1-2-3 paragraph, Napoleon Hill states, "No thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of autosuggestion." So that means that we are thinking things all day, every day, and we can't help it. So if we can train our minds, then why not train it with something good and something positive and something life-giving? Margo, what do you think about that? The fact that autosuggestion is a part of our daily lives, whether we're conscious of it or not.
That is absolutely right, absolutely right. We do have absolute control of our subconscious mind. We have absolute control of what we put in our mind. If we can sit all day, if you pick up a random kid off the street that sits all day and play video games, they can tell you every detail about the video game from the control to the inside of the actual game. They have changed their mind because they've repeatedly sit down repeatedly and watch that video game and influence that into their mind to the point that they have complete knowledge of that video game. The same thing goes for us. If we sit down each day and we completely, without any kind of distraction, concentrate on our desires, our burning desires, and we repeat to ourselves what we want for our futures, it's the same thing. We're going to be able to tell anybody what we're going to do in our future without it even happening, because we have so much control over what comes in. And it goes back to infinite intelligence. That plays a part where we speak to ourselves, we tell ourselves this every day, this one affirmation every day, and it just happens. You just see, sometimes you ever get that thought, you're thinking something, and the person around you says it, and you're like, wait a minute, how do you know what I was thinking? That's the same thing, because our subconscious mind plays out in the future. It sets a path for everything else that's coming to us in the future. It's just based on whatever we feed it. I believe in this field of the principle of success that Napoleon Hill maps out for us, I believe our desires are the seed, and our autosuggestion is the water that waters the seed, and the soil is our faith. So we plant our desires in faith. We bury it in faith. If the faith is not strong, if the soil is not strong, that seed wouldn't grow. And without the repetition, the auto-suggestion of our affirmation, basically watering that seed every day, repeat this thought every day, this affirmation every day, it won't come to pass. The desires won't grow. The seeds of our desires won't grow. So it is very important that concentration, repetition of our affirmation plays out every day, because without fail, because he repeats it in the book all throughout almost every chapter, I believe every chapter, that we can't just do 9 of the 13 steps. We've got to complete all 13 without fail, because doing part of the job is not going to get the job done.
That's a very good point. I like that. Oh, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, and Mars, you know, I do think you make a very good point. Now, I wanted to actually direct the question towards you, Mars, as well as you, Danielle. You guys answer one at a time. You know, what is the most critical element in using the law of auto-suggestion and actually, you know, making it work for you rather than, you know, using it and, you know, nothing happening? What's the best way to get results using auto-suggestion?
Hold that thought. We will be taking a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back with that discussion and the answer to that question so we can resonate on that question during our commercial break right now.
Now, you are listening to the Blog Talk radio station at the International Masterminders Association. Please join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we discuss the best-selling, life-changing book, Think and Grow Rich, live and direct. We constantly hold one another accountable in 10 areas of our lives. That would include health, family, financial, recreation, civic, business, work, and for the rest of the principles, please visit us at www.internationalmasterminders.com. Today's host, Danielle McNeil and Margot, discussing the book Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 3 on auto-suggestion. Now, we'd like to thank you all for inviting, and remember, for more information on the International Masterminders Association, its members and values, please visit us at www.internationalmasterminders.com. And now what we would like to do, we would like to return to the question. This question is once again being directed towards you, Margot, as well as you, Danielle. Now, the question is, what's the best way to use the law of auto-suggestion to get the results you want?
You said when is the best way?
No, what is the best way to use the law of auto-suggestion in order to get the results that you want?
Yeah. That's a good question, and I have to answer it in a different way. I am my mother's child, and so I have a story about just about everything, not everything, but just about everything. And my story is this. One day I was reading, and I was with my sister Ione, and we were watching a commercial or reading some advertisement or something like that. And it was an advertisement or a commercial about fruit. I think it was a commercial on television about fruit, about one fruit. And it compared it to another fruit. And so she said, why do they have to compare fruit to fruit? Fruit is good for you. So I would have to answer this question by saying, at least for me, I don't know if there is one way that's better than the other. Between the two that I practice, being affirmations and visualization, I practice both. However, I do practice affirmations more than visualizations. However, I do have a story about visualization. Some months ago, I wanted a hammock, and I found a hammock, although it wasn't exactly the hammock that I wanted. I found a hammock at a garage sale, and of course, I bought it. Well, I left the hammock outside. It was the type of hammock that connected to a stand. It didn't connect to trees, which was good because I didn't have trees at the time. So I bought the hammock. I took the hammock home and laid around in the hammock. And, of course, I left it, not of course, but I left it outside. I left it outside, and it dry rotted, and it was no good. I found that out the hard way. So when I picked myself up off the ground, I looked at the hammock, and it was all torn up and everything, and I put it in the trash. Well, of course, I still wanted a hammock, and I wanted a hammock. And I never really verbalized it, but every time I went outside, I mean, automatically, I envisioned a hammock. I even said to myself secretly in my heart or in my mind, man, if I had a tree right here and a tree right here, my hammock would go right here. So
So I would always visualize these trees, at least two, and a hammock in between. Well, like maybe 4 weeks later, my friend came to my house with a hammock. He didn't know that I wanted another hammock, and I don't even think he knew that the other hammock was dry rotted and no good, so it wasn't really anything that I told anyone. However, I did put it out there, and I did do a lot of visualization with that, and honestly, I didn't even think about it until, I don't know, maybe some days after he came over with the hammock. So for me, although I consciously practice affirmations on a daily basis, I have begun to see the power of visualization. And even when I prepare to sell at the farmer's market, while I'm packaging up my goods, I actually go through the process of handing over cookies and receiving money back. So they both work exceptionally well. They both work equally well for me, I would have to say. Margo?
Yes, I do have a story as well. That's a very good point you made, very good story. I have a story. It's not one of my own. However, it is of my mom's, which I have told people this story over and over that God is real. My mom is the main person in my life, one of the most influential person in my life. And I know every day she uses auto-suggestion, the law of auto-suggestion every day in her life. One of the examples are every day she'll say, before we had a car, just before we had a car, she'll say, God is going to provide me with a car, but not only just provide me with a car, but provide me with a car paid off for. So she's not only saying that she's going to get a car, she's saying that she's going to get a free car. And for a while, me and my sister and I were just shaking our heads like, oh, gosh, Mommy, you're always asking God for free stuff. Why don't you just ask him to give it to you at discount price? So she's always said, God is not limited to anything. If you ask of it, he will give it to you, free or not. What you ask for is what you get. If you ask for discount, you're going to get a discount. If you ask for free, you're going to get it free. So every day for years, for months, for years, she'll always, and she even got a key ring with a fake car key on it, fake car key on her keychain. And she said, yep, I got the keys to my car. We didn't have a car at that point, but she always said, yes, I got the key to my car. Every day she'll repeat it. She'll believe it to the point we believed it. She said it so often we started believing, yes, Mommy, yes, we'll soon get our car. We're going to get our car, yes. And she said, not only that we're going to get our car, but we're going to get a free car, a paid-off car. And we're like, yes, Mommy, yes, we know. So as the months go by, the year go by, she always shows us the car key. We're going to get a car. We're going to get a car, the fake car key on her keychain. She walks around with that every day. Come to find out, a few months into this auto-suggestion that she'll do, this affirmation, I believe, that she did every day for that car, a coworker that she met less than a year said, hey, you know, I have a car. I know you, I think you don't have a car, right? And your daughters don't have a car. She said, no. She said, I have a car at my house in very good condition. I just got full tune up that I'm thinking about getting a new car for myself. So if you want, you know, I know you don't drive, but does your daughters drive? It's there. Whenever you want to go pick it up, you can go pick it up. And my mom's looking like, you know, I've been praying for this every day, completely paid off for. Car is in pristine condition. And she's like, yeah, your daughter can pick it up whenever. And I turned the lease over to her, it's paid off for the, whatchamacallit, the title. There you go. The title. And my mom called me. She said, hey, we got a car. And I'm like, what do you mean we got a car? She's like, I got a car free and paid off for. and you just got to go pick it up. I'm like, Mommy, you sure you're not going in the trap? You sure there's no balance left on the car? She's like, no, it's completely paid off for years, perfect condition. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is actually working. You know, we believe, but you don't really believe until it's actually coming to pass, when it's coming through. And I called my sister and I said, we got a car. And she's like, where? What do you mean we got a car? I said, Mommy's coworker just gave her a car today, just out of the blue. She didn't even know this lady for 6 months. And this lady didn't know that she was praying for a car. She just see that my mom would take the bus sometime. And she's like, oh, you know, I think she needs a car. And just gives it to her just like that, barely knowing my mom. And I'm like, wow, I need to start practicing this autosuggestion, like start singing on stuff that I want. Because my mom been singing on this for years, and now we actually have a car. Now we had two cars, not only one car she got over the years, but two cars fully paid off for by random people that she barely knows. Completely debt-free. Ain't got good.
Wow.
The law of autosuggestion works, and I see that in our lives every day. I see it every day.
It definitely does. And again, in Chapter 3 of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, on page 69, Napoleon Hill, in the middle of the page, 1-2, 3rd paragraph, Napoleon Hill states, do not become discouraged if you cannot control and direct your emotions the first time you try to do so. Remember, a lot of us have gone through through almost the autosuggestion of other people almost being inflicted upon us for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. So don't think, you're a mastermind. You've been masterminding for a long time. Of course, autosuggestion works for you. Of course, you're disciplined enough to recite your affirmations on a daily basis. It doesn't work like that. Autosuggestion has no best friends. It's not impartial to anyone over someone else. So the same as it works for us and other masterminders, it also works for people who don't mastermind. They just may not know that it's called autosuggestion. I remember when I was younger and I would be riding in the car with my mother and I would, of course, want to listen to the radio and want to listen to all the songs that all the kids were singing, and my mother was not having that. She was not for that. And my sister, on the other hand, has never been that way. She's never really been one of those that listens to love songs and love music and that kind of thing. And I think that the music that we listen to is the proof of how autosuggestion and affirmations work, because when we sing these songs, we sing songs about despair and how love won't work and you know, love on a different kind of street and just all these negative words about love and relationships, and then that's kind of what we end up with. Well, that's autosuggestion. And that might be kind of controversial, and I know that there may be people who believe otherwise, but at least that's my take on that. So, Michael, you posed the question, do you have a belief of which method of autosuggestion works better over another?
Yes. Yes, that's great. That was the question I asked. Mm-hmm.
And what about you? Do you believe that one works best?
Well, in terms of the best method for autosuggestion, my personal point of view stands as when you want something and you want to use autosuggestion to achieve it, the best way to go about it is really find something that makes you feel good. You know, really, really find something that makes you happy. Because if you can focus your attention on what makes you feel good, what you're going to do, you're actually going to attract more into your life that makes you feel even better, which is, you know, pretty much going to raise you up higher and higher on the emotional scale in terms of, you know, the positive side of the emotional scale. So whether it is, eating a a bologna sandwich, or you know, playing with you know, a younger niece or nephew or a little cousin, or whether it's, you know, just sitting around and meditating for a little bit. You know, if it makes you feel good, I suggest you do that, because once you feel good, you're aligning yourself, you know, to what you want, because obviously what you want is going to make you feel even better. So I really think it's all about feeling good and really seeing the end result in mind first. And I think if you can do those principles and just apply those things, you know, what you want in terms of auto suggestion, you'll be able to attract it a lot faster into your life.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
No, go ahead.
Now, if we have any callers on the line, we'd actually like to open the floor for discussion. Any callers, if you have anything that you'd like to, you know, input, comment, please press 1 to raise your hand so that we can get you up and opened up on the call. If we have anyone who'd like to, you know, put in any comments, any discussions about auto suggestion and the methods that they use to best bring auto suggestion into their life, please press 1 so that we can get you on the call, open you up. And, you know,
and remember, our first 10 callers get a complimentary cookie sample pack.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to open up the line for a few callers. Here we go.
Good
Can
morning.
I make a point? Oh, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Betty Knighton. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Betty Knighton. We are very well. How are you?
Great. I'd just like to comment on something you said about auto-suggestion, and the stories you gave were great. And I can remember a case of working in corporate America and having a problem that I couldn't seem to solve on the job. But that evening before I went to bed, I just told myself, I am going to solve this problem. I am going to solve this problem. And sure enough, I woke up in the middle of the night with the answer to the problem. And it's similar to what happened with the author of this book, Napoleon Hill.
Yes.
He was told by his publisher that he needed to change the title of his book because it wasn't working well. And he tried all kinds of titles, and it just didn't work. And finally, the publisher gave him an ultimatum. You will have a title by tomorrow, or I will call your book The Caboodle or The News or something crazy.
Use your noodle or get the caboodle.
Yes. And he said, you can't call my book that. I have a sophisticated book. But he didn't have a title. But that night before he went to sleep, he commanded his subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
To give him a title. He was talking so loud that the neighbors thought he was abusing his wife. He was subconscious mind. And 2 o'clock in the morning, he woke up with those 4 words, think and grow rich. He said, that's it. And he called the publisher 2 o'clock in the morning. And his publisher agreed, that's it. So we have to learn to command our subconscious mind. It will react to our commands. If we focus, so this is a great chapter. You're doing a great job, and it's constantly building, because this chapter builds on that first chapter. When you come up with that chief definite aim, you need to go to sleep with it on your mind, wake up with it on your mind, and you will accomplish whatever it is you said you were going to accomplish in your chief definite aim. So carry on. You're doing a fantastic job, and thank you for allowing me to comment.
Thank you, Dr. Knighton, for calling in and sharing that with us. And I'm glad that you mentioned Dr. Hill's similar story, exactly like yours. I was itching to tell it as well, and that is exactly right. And I'm glad that you said that he commanded his subconscious mind. And that's just a reminder for me and for a lot of us that if we commanded our subconscious mind to give us and provide to us what we need, I mean, why not? It's ours. My subconscious mind belongs to me, so why can't I command it? You know, I've spent so many years, excuse the term, abusing it, if you will, with different thoughts and songs and belief systems. Why can't I, or why shouldn't I, command it to give me exactly what I need and exactly what I want? That is so very key. Thank you very much. Margo, would you like to add anything, or Michael?
No, at the moment. I mean, we do have another caller in queue. This caller's been waiting for a bit, so we're going to get that caller up so they can actually state their comments, okay? So, caller, please go ahead. You are open on the line.
Good morning, Masterminders. It's Adrian.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Adrian, good morning.
Good morning. I have to apologize, first of all, about the background noise and my huffing and puffing because I'm commanding my body. This morning. So if you hear a lot of background noise, I apologize in advance for that.
Fine.
But it's been a really good show. I've enjoyed it, the first half of the show so far. And auto-suggestion, you know, is so important because we really do have to kind of bring our thoughts into captivity. And when we get those thoughts aligned, you know, they become very powerful. And I think about it kind of like this, you know. Auto-suggestion, you know, is really controlled so much kind of by our thoughts and language. And it works as a complement to really our goals and actions. And it all should really work together. So it's kind of like commanding your internal to align with the work you're doing to reach whatever it is you're trying to reach. And so that's why for me, even exercising is so important. And this morning is the first time I've actually even put in earbuds in weeks because I now use my morning exercise time. It's kind of like my meditation time. That's my quiet time. That's the time when I align my thoughts for the day and really command what I expect to happen during the day. So great show, guys. Keep it going. Danelle, keep those cookies. I will not come pick them up. Give them to somebody else.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Adrian. And I'm glad that you mentioned that today is your first morning using your earbuds because Dr. Hill, again, on page 69, the very last paragraph, he states, your ability to use the law of autosuggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate upon a burning desire, upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession. So that's an important point that you mentioned. We have to be able to concentrate on that. And I can't speak for anyone else, but at least for me, it is difficult to concentrate on important things when something else is going on. There was a study that was recently done, and the study looked at why in the shower, when people bathe, when people take showers or baths, that our most brilliant ideas seem to come to us. And the result of the study was that when our brains are in a relaxed mode or when we're engaging in something enjoyable, bathing is enjoyable, at least for most, then that allows for our creativity, the creative side of us, to be awakened and to be engaged. So concentration upon our desire to the extent that it becomes a burning obsession is key. Does anyone have anything to add? I'm really excited about this. No? Okay. So, again, commercial.
Okay, we'll be taking a brief commercial break at this moment, and we'll be right back with this topic of law of auto-suggestion by Napoleon Hill, and Grow Rich.
Good morning. We'd like to let you know today that you are listening to the Blog Talk radio station of the International Masterminders Association. Please join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. as we discuss the best-selling, life-changing book, Think and Grow Rich. Live and direct, we consciously hold one another accountable in the 10 areas of our lives: health, family, financial, recreation, business and work, spiritual, education, personal. And for the rest of those principles, you would have to visit us at www.internationalmasterminders.com. Today's host, Danelle McNeil of Fresh Dough Cookie Company, and Margo. And we are here discussing Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 3 on Auto Suggestion. And we are inviting you to join us every single Saturday morning as we discuss Think and Grow Rich. Now, for more information on the International Masterminders Association, its members, and values, please visit us at www.internationalmasterminders.com.
I'd also like to add that on August 18th, the International Masterminders Association will be holding its mid-year conference in Boca Raton. So when you go to that website, you'll also get information about our highly anticipated mid-year conference. Okay, so we're moving on in Chapter 3 of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, the version of Think and Grow Rich that makes all others obsolete. On page 70, the last paragraph, Dr. Hill says, "Do not wait for a definite plan through which you intend to exchange services or merchandise in return for the money you are visualizing, but begin at once to see yourself in possession of the money, demanding," there's that word again, "demanding and expecting, meanwhile, that your subconscious mind will hand over the plan or plans you need." So often throughout the years, my mother would encourage me and admonish me to come up with, you know, to do my six steps. If you're not familiar with the six steps, I believe they are, well, actually, you can find the six steps here in this chapter as well on page 72. Well, you can find the statement on page 72, but I would respond to her, "Oh, I can't because I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't really know. I don't really have all the details." And I've heard others tell her, "Well, I can't because I don't have the details." And she would say, "Don't worry about the details. Just start with your statement, start writing it down, and begin to read it and follow the instructions." And I now understand why that's important, because it's not necessarily, for this part, it's not necessarily our job to come up with the how. Excuse me. God will come up with the how. God will come up with the plan, especially if we believe in the word and where it says that we should commit our plans to him, to commit the work of our hands to him. So if we write down what it is that we desire and write down what it is that we are commanding our subconscious to give us, then everything else will come. Everything else will fall into place, not necessarily when you want it, but most definitely when you need it. I needed that hammock. It wasn't exactly the hammock, the very first one. It wasn't exactly the hammock that I wanted, but it was the one that I needed because I didn't have any trees to tie it to. So
that's how infinite intelligence works. That is completely correct. We just think about stuff, and it happens. But I just think, well, when we concentrate on that particular thought, that's how infinite intelligence plays its part by building that pathway. We just see the path. We don't know how it's made, but through infinite intelligence, that's how it's made. It's just, it knows what you want, and it will figure out on its own how it will get there. So that's completely and absolutely true.
Definitely. So as we move on through the chapter, on page 71, at the very bottom, at the last paragraph. Oh.
Excuse me, Janelle, before we move on, I'd like to welcome onto the call, Ms. International Mastermind herself, Ms. Ann McNeil.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building, yes, stronger and better lives. And I want to thank all of you for hosting the show today and all of the callers that are calling in, and especially those who are regular callers. And as you've mentioned before, this is the International Mastermind Association, and we do this blog talk every Saturday. You're doing a great job. And I just wanted to respond to a question that was asked before, well, really a comment that was made before we went to the last break, the commercial break, and that was the fact that when Danelle said that when you're in the shower, you know, the ideas come. Another part of the book talks about sex transmutation, and many of our callers can also relate to the fact that, you know, that's another point in time in many lives that your mind is clear, and all of a sudden you have such great clarity about ideas and things. So the chapter and the book within sex transmutation, we'll get to that in months to come. You can also listen to some of the archive shows. Also confirms this chapter of autosuggestion, and I think Dr. Betty Knight had mentioned it before. What is it that you're commanding your mind to do? So I just wanted to just come on and just make that statement and also suggest that prior to going into the summary of instructions on page 71, we just want to go back to the beginning of the chapter where on page 67, at the bottom of the first page on autosuggestion, it says that no thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of autosuggestion. With this exception, those thoughts picked up as flashes of insight or inspiration. You know, many callers that may download this show may not know what autosuggestion is. So the book tells us that, stated differently, all sense impressions which are perceived through the five senses are captured and processed by the conscious thinking mind and may either be passed on to the subconscious mind or rejected at will. The conscious faculty serves, therefore, as an outer guard at the approach of the subconscious. Now, that's saying a lot, but basically, what is autosuggestion to each one of us and also to our callers? So, again, I just wanted to just say that and thank you for doing a wonderful show, and we're looking forward, hopefully, on your next show to really get into what are the steps that are discussed in autosuggestion and the summary of instructions on page 71. And I know that the show is about to end, and it's a very, very lengthy process to really begin to train your mind to understand what does autosuggestion mean to each of us, but also how do you actually do it. Thank you, Danelle.
Thank you. Thank you for adding that. We don't have a lot of time left. However, I would like to begin to go into the steps for autosuggestion, and these are just some suggestions. These are suggestive steps. These are suggestive steps, and it's not the only way, but they are highly recommended. The first is to go into, well, actually, the first is to write your statement. But I'll go in order the way it has it in the book. The first is to go into a quiet spot, preferably in bed at night. So at night or in the morning. I mean, the recommendation is to read it twice a day, and the morning hours are usually the most creative for the majority of the people that I know. Those morning hours are their most creative time for quiet time. So you want to go to some place at a time and space where you won't have interruptions, whether it's interruption of thought. You know, if you wait until the end of the day, you're kind of mulling and milling over the day and thinking about conversations and things that have happened throughout the day. But if you start first thing in the morning, then your mind isn't clouded with as much as it could be if you wait until the end of the day. And so you want to go into a quiet place and see yourself. The book on page 72 at the very top says, see yourself already in possession of the money. But now what if money is not it for you? What if it's peace of mind? What if it's to get a free car? What if it's for a house? What if it's for a business partnership? What if it's for a personal relationship? But whatever it is for you, see yourself in possession of that. Every time I walked out into the backyard, I saw this hammock. I saw the hammock there. I saw the hammock between the trees. The first hammock, it wasn't that tight, but still it was a hammock. And the second one that presented itself to me, it's still not the kind that goes between two trees, but from one tree. So we're getting there. The next hammock will be a hammock that goes between two trees. So see yourself in possession of whatever it is that you want, money, relationships, whatever it is. See yourself in possession of that. Margot, Michael, now I can read the one that's here in the book. Do you think I should read this one or read mine?
You can read yours.
Read mine? Michael, what do you think? I would love to read mine. Okay, I'll read
yours.
Mine. Wait, do we have any other callers before I jump into mine with my eager self? No?
No.
Okay. So my process is that first thing in the morning, after I've read my affirmation statement with my partner, I'll read my statement. By August 31st, 2012, I will have in my possession a total of $12,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service and the capacity of selling cookies by the Fresh Dough Cookie Company. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at this time in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I am receiving plans and boldly moving forward on those plans by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow through those plans with boldness, perseverance, assurance, consistency, and confidence when they are received. Now, I have to admit, I added that last part, boldness, perseverance, assurance, consistency, and confidence, because those attributes are very, very, very important for me at this time in my life. I will also add that when the day after I wrote my statement and I began to read it, I read it in the morning, I read it that evening. The next morning when I read it again, I have them written here also in my book, 11 ideas that came to me. Back to back, 11 ideas that came to me.
Wow.
So, yeah, wow, for real. So that's why I mentioned earlier in the discussion, don't worry about, you know, Dr. Hill was right, and so was my mother, don't worry about a definite plan by which this exchange will happen, because God will most definitely give it to you. He is faithful. He is very, very faithful. Before I go on, is there anything else that anyone would like to add?
Well, yes, Danielle, we do have one caller in queue. This caller has been waiting for a while, so I'm just going to open the line up for this caller. Go ahead, caller, your line is open.
Good morning, everybody. This is Kendi.
Good morning, Kendi.
Good morning, Kendi.
Good morning. I just have a few comments. I didn't catch the show from the beginning, but I'm very familiar with Think and Grow Rich. Like Danielle, I had a mother who insisted that I read the book, and she tricked me into reading the book because she didn't give me the whole entire book at one time. She would photocopy a couple of pages and highlight what she wanted me to read. And she did that for quite some time, and so I got through the whole book without even knowing it. And that brings me to my first point, that parents are really the first people that auto-suggest, that have that influence on their children. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue, is what you tell your children. So with her, you know, giving me those pages and highlighting what she wanted me to learn, it was auto-suggestion. It was her telling me, and not directly, because if she told me to read it, I wasn't going to read it. So that was a form of auto-suggestion. When we speak to our kids or the people in our lives that we mentor and we speak positive to them, whether we know it or not, it's planted in their subconscious.
That
and
is.
It'll come to them when they need it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Kendi. We actually have 30 seconds left on this call. This was so very exciting. I thank everyone for calling in. Thank you for the callers, the suggestions. You will hear us next week, same time, same place, 8 a.m. Thank you.
And next week we'll be talking about specialized knowledge.
Yes.
So be sure to tune in for that topic next week, which is another exciting topic for us to discuss.
That's right, Chapter 4, Think and Grow Rich, Specialized Knowledge. Thank you, Michael Baptiste. Thank you, Kendi. Thank you, Dr. Knighton. Thank you, Ann McNeil, our founder and our leader. And thank you, Adrian Freeman. We will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.